Rampage, Chapter 1. Giant metal teeth ripped the earth apart. Bulldozers, painted yellow and caked in mud, growled and trundled up and down great mounds of earth, raising and lowering their cutting edge of the steel buckets to slice into the wet ground for their next mouthful of clay and soil. Huge chunks of mud littered with thistles, bracken, tree roots and rocks were lifted up and held aloft like trophies in the jaws of these powerful machines. Then, with lights flashing, the bulldozers swiveled on their caterpillar tracks and rumbled up the growing mountains of earth to deposit their loads. The action was repetitive, and the sludging, slithering sounds of metal blades against wet clay jarred against the monotonous growl of machinery. It was a noise that echoed uncannily through the peaceful highland valleys and mountains. The landscape was changing, but just a couple of kilometres or so away from this turmoil, the majestic Endrith Mountain stood as solid as ever. Endrith Valley, nicknamed the Valley of Shadows, was to remain intact, but the tiny roads and lanes nearby were undergoing a fierce transformation. Construction of the Endrith Bypass was well underway. The new dual carriageway would make driving to the northernmost tips of Scotland easier and swifter. But conservationists had warned that Endrith Valley must not be spoiled. The lochs and forests were beauty spots and the valley was steeped in history. The new road would eventually be good for the area, but for now it was a mess of noise and turmoil. The late October drizzle deepened the colours of the clay as the heavy machinery ploughed through it. The rain made the bare earth shine so that the layers of dark red and orange were bright, the black and blue veins that streaked through the clay showing the depth of centuries that had passed. Overhead the grey sky was heavy. Mist and cloud shrouded the mountains and the air was thick with the smells of diesel oil and mud. Workmen in sturdy oilskin coats, hard hats and boots slithered in the puddles. Some held walkie-talkie radios to make themselves heard above the chaos. Andy Flintstock sat high up in the cabin of his bulldozer, expertly working the hydraulic controls, as he forged ahead with the new road. His metal trough swept down into the earth to grab another great mouthful of clay. But as he raised the full bucket, something caught his eye. Something long and curved, protruding from the mass of soil in the trough. He peered out through his Mud Street windscreen, but before he could figure out what it was, the bulldozer began to shake violently. What the? He gripped his seat and braced himself, trying desperately not to be thrown about like a rag doll, but it was impossible. He was jerked roughly one way and then the other, as the massive earth-moving machine shook uncontrollably. Instinctively, he turned off the ignition, stopping the engine and the hydraulics, but the violent shaking went on. Then, as suddenly as it had started, it stopped. Everything settled. For a long, heart-thudding moment, Andy sat stock still, his eyes huge, staring at the raindrops trickling down his windscreen. He hardly dared breathe, hardly dared move in case he started the whole thing shaking again. "Andy, Andy, what's going on?" Joe, his supervisor, yelled as he came striding over. Slowly, Andy released his grip on the controls, aware that beads of sweat were trickling down his face, just like the raindrops on the windows. Trembling, he climbed down from his cabin. The cold drizzle on his face had never felt so good. "You tell me, that scared the life out of me." "What did you think you were playing at?" demanded Joe, glaring accusingly at Andy. "The thing almost toppled sideways." Andy looked flabbergasted. "I didn't make it do anything. The whole thing just started shaking. Must have been an earth tremor or something." "Well, I didn't feel anything," Joe said, frowning. "And it'd have to be in one heck of an earth tremor to move your bulldozer that much. Looked to me like you were messing around." "Of course I wasn't," Andy exclaimed, offended. "Why would I try to flip the thing over? I was scared out of my wits." Joe raised his eyebrows, as if he wasn't sure what to believe. Then he strode over to the bulldozer's trough. "And what's this you've dug up?" "I don't know. I was trying to get a look at it when everything went crazy," Andy grumbled, following Joe to the front of the bulldozer. He had to stand on tiptoes to see into the huge mechanical bucket, where the weird object was sticking out of the scooped-up mud. It was long and curved and blackened with age. Andy reached in and scraped away some of the slimy clay that clung to it. For a moment he forgot the shock of the tremor, or whatever it was. as curiosity over this thing took its place. "It's a bone, I'd say," murmured Joe, "an ancient old bone." And he shuddered as he felt the chill of it against his skin. "It's huge," he whispered. "Do you think it's a dinosaur bone?" Joe didn't answer. He was peering down into the hole in the ground left by the bulldozer's scoop. Looking back at Andy, he quietly said, "Well, wherever it is, there's another one."